From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama and other leaders of the group of 20 nations concluded their meeting in Toronto with a call for a more balanced global economy. The president says the U.S. will cut its deficit in half by the year 2013. And as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, leaders of the richest industrialized nations agree more work lies ahead.
While saying past efforts to stimulate their economies have borne good results, the G20 called the recovery uneven and fragile. They declared their highest priority is to safeguard and strengthen the recovery and lay the foundation for strong, sustainable, and balanced growth. And they agreed to strengthen their financial systems. But the G20, which includes the Group of Eight industrial nations, plus emerging market countries like China, didn't see eye to eye on fiscal policy. While Germany wants to slash its budget deficit, the U.S. takes a more cautious approach. So they allowed for policies differentiated for and tailored to national circumstances. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner stressed the need for vigorous implementation of China's decision to let its currency rise against the dollar, but the communique makes no mention of that new policy. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On a different topic, President Obama said at the conference there's a lot of obsession about the withdrawal date of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, but he says that's not his focus.
We have set up a mechanism whereby we are going to do a review. And I've signaled very clearly that we're not going to just keep on doing things if they're not working. And that by next year, we will begin a process of transition.
Mr. Obama's remarks about the unpopular war came during the summit's closing press conference. Defense workers in St. Louis reversed course and voted to accept a contract offer from Boeing. The decision means union machinists will not go on strike Monday as planned. From St. Louis Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports.
A strike seemed imminent after union members rejected Boeing's contract 2 weeks ago, but enough changed their minds and 60% voted yes. Boeing made concessions on health care but stood firm on retirement benefits. New hires will get enhanced 401ks instead of traditional pensions. While that does not directly affect today's workers or retirees, Boeing employee Homer Clausen fears what might happen to his pension in future contracts.
These people have sold out their souls to the devil just to get a paycheck every week. You know, the future just died today.
A Boeing spokesman says the company is not changing pension plans for its current workers and retirees. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
The husband of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died. Martin Ginsburg was a prominent lawyer in Washington, D.C. He died today at his home from complications of metastatic cancer. Ginsburg was an expert in tax law. He taught at New York University, Columbia University, and Georgetown University. Martin Ginsburg was 78. This is NPR. Missiles have hit a militant compound in northwestern Pakistan, and it's believed the missiles were American. The Associated Press quotes two Pakistani intelligence officials as saying three militants were killed and five others were hurt. It is the second missile attack in as many days in North Waziristan. That's a mountainous region along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border filled with Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. U.S. drones have targeted dozens of suspected Al-Qaeda hideouts in the area. Germany has advanced to the quarterfinals of this year's Soccer World Cup. The Germans defeated England 4-1 today. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg that Germany got a break just before halftime when a game-tying goal by England wasn't counted.
There is intense rivalry between the English and German national teams. Germany knocked England out of World Cup play in the semifinals in 1990. England won the 1966 tournament on a hotly contested goal against Germany in the finals. In this match, the Germans controlled the offense and scored twice early in the game. The final score would have been a little closer, but the referee disallowed a goal by the English team. The ball hit the crossbar, spun past the goal line, then spun back into the arms of the German goalie. English striker Wayne Rooney protested the call, but the referee stood his ground. The incident was not unlike the 1966 World Cup. England won on a penalty shot that the Germans clearly believed never crossed the goal line. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Sarah Palin is ratcheting up the rhetoric before a paying audience in Norfolk, Virginia today. She's accusing the Obama administration of being intent on surrendering the nation's mantle as a superpower and being ready to sell out its allies, like Israel. This is NPR.